Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
Five Georgia state lawmakers are traveling to Israel in mid-September on a diplomatic trip, where they are expected to meet with the prime minister, president, and foreign minister. I spoke to one of those lawmakers about his plans for the visit and what it was like the last time he went, the very day Hamas attacked Israel, October 7th, 2023. Joining me is Republican Senator Russ Goodman. He is chairman of the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Consumer Affairs. Welcome to Lawmakers Huddle.
Well, thank you, Ms. Donna. It's great to be with you today. Hope you're doing well.
I am, and pretty, really good now that I'm talking to you. Tell me about a trip you're taking soon, why you're going, and who you're going with.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm going on a trip of delegation. There are 250 state legislators from around the country that are going on this, I guess you'd call it a diplomatic trip, but there were five legislators from each state that were invited to go, and so I was honored to get to be asked to go, and it's a bipartisan group that from the state. Well, it's bipartisan in every state, but it's bipartisan in totality as well. But it's in Georgia. It's myself and Steve Gooch and Brent Cox and Esther Panich and Yasmin Neal are going, and so we're excited. I think we're actually going to get to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu and the president of Israel as well, and going to be able to tour some of the sites there, as well as go down into the part of the country where the attacks on October 7th took place. So we're getting excited to go on that adventure.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You have been to Israel before. Talk about the last time you went.
Yes, ma'am. My mom wanted me to go with her, and she had been one time before. I had never been to the Holy Land, and she asked me to go, and so we went. And I tell you, I guess it's just my luck, but we landed on October the 7th, and the war broke out on October the 7th, and so we had quite an experience, trying to figure out how we were going to get out of Israel, with the airport in Tel Aviv was shut down due to Hamas rockets. And, we explored at one point trying to take a boat to Cyprus. We were looking at all options, and we ended up being able to get out of the country through Jordan and flew out of Amman. My wife still she was tracking the flight because, she was beside herself, but you can see the flight pattern because Israel was a no-fly zone. So we went all the way around the country of Israel. But it was quite an experience, being at the Ambassador Hotel there in Jerusalem and hearing machine gun fire from the balcony and all, pretty surreal.
And your mother was with you?
Yes, ma'am. My mother was with me. Or as we say in South Georgia, my mama. My mama was with me. But it was just we went with a group from her church that she's we have a church here in town, but mama stays at the beach a good bit, and she has another church there. And so we were there with the First Baptist Fernandina Beach. So it was a whole group of us there.
I'm sure a scary time for all of you.
Yes, ma'am. It was pretty interesting for sure. There were a few times that were a little hairy, but We were certainly glad to get back to the good old United States of America. That's for sure. Yeah, it was a unique experience to be in a foreign land like that and not know how you were going to get home. And, in the state of Georgia, I can just about go to any county in the state of Georgia, and if I get in a bind, I'll know somebody to call. But you get over there and you don't have someone to call, whenever. Every county or province or whatever else, but the Israeli government were really great to us, and they were helping to make sure that we got out of there, and had a bipartisan group of folks back home that were trying to help us as well, and it was Certainly something I'll never forget, you know.
I know your family background is in agriculture, so I don't know whether you've ever been in the military, been that close to war, I guess is what I'm asking.
No, my dad was a field medic in the 101st Division Airborne in Vietnam, and he got to see a good bit of combat. I never served in the armed forces, so that was, I guess, about as close as I've ever been to an armed conflict like that. So, it's interesting where you're in a situation like that, and I would say that when you're somewhere like that and what was going on at the time, the battle lines were not clearly defined. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
You never knew really sometimes if you were in friendly territory or not, so to speak. But like I say, we were glad to, get extracted from that situation for sure. But I'm glad to go back now. It's going to be a little bit different, I think, with the group that I'm with. I think that the security protocols and all will probably be a little bit different than it was when I was there with my mom on a church trip, So,
Do you think you were chosen to go this time because of your experience being there on October 7th?
I think maybe partly that, and also, I did a lot of work on the anti-Semitism bill that we passed in Georgia. So I think those two things combined probably were part of the reason. Yes, ma'am. And honestly, being there during that time, I guess it definitely gives you a. I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you, Miss Donna, it's kind of like this. I know that there's a lot of there are people in our country that are have their own ideas about who's in the right and who's in the wrong. But as far as my the way I feel about it, my perception is when I was there, it was the Israeli government that were making sure that I was safe. And the other side, I'm not sure what they would have done if they'd gotten their hands on us. So you can imagine where, how I feel about that situation,
Yes, actually, if you were there on October 7th, it was Israel that was being invaded at that time. And that's, so that you
That's
certainly have a
exactly
whole
right.
different perspective on all of it.
Well, and I'm not making this political, but I'm gonna tell you, it takes a level of savagery that is beyond my comprehension to bayonet infants in their cribs. So, that's kind of some of the stuff that was going on at that time.
So tell me what you hope to get out of this trip personally and for the state of Georgia.
Well, I mean, I feel like the trip is to try to foster, continue to foster, good ties with the United States, and also, it's a bipartisan group that's going, and I think Israel is, I don't want to, they haven't just told me this specifically, but I would imagine that one of the reasons that they're putting this trip together is they want to be able to kind of tell their side of the story and show people what. What's going on there, and I think that it's obviously it's important to them. Obviously, it's important to our country as well. They're probably they're our greatest ally in that region of the world. I think that's really what it's about is about trying to just continue to, I guess, keep the friendship that we've had for so long now. And you look back at the wars that have taken place in Israel, and to have a country that is in an area of the world like that, and to have so many neighbors that don't think you have a right to exist, and it is a I'll go ahead and tell you I felt I stayed in contact with the tour guide that was a former IDF soldier when I was there, and he really he looked out for us, even with Hamas rockets landing within about 200 yards of his house, he with his wife and children inside, he stuck with us until we got out of the country. And I'm one of the people I consider myself to be a very Let's put it this way. I have a very favorable opinion of Israel, so especially in light of what history has shown, and honestly, you just see so much of unfortunately across the world, there seems to be a bit of a uptick in anti-Semitism, and that was obviously part of the reason that we passed the bill here in Georgia. But it's amazing to me, my grandfather fought in World War II and was a German POW, and to think of all of that that's taken place in the past, to think that right here in our own state that we've got people, a couple of years ago were flying Nazi flags and protesting in front of a synagogue. I mean, it's kind of unfathomable to me, to be honest with you.
Given your background, this must be an interesting way for you to look at the world. And also, as one of five from Georgia going from the legislature, and then three Republicans, two Democrats, but all with the same feeling about why you're going.
Yes,
It's
ma'am.
definitely bipartisan.
Oh, yes, ma'am. 100%. And of course, Esther Panich is a dear friend of mine. I'm Republican, she's Democrat, but believe it or not, we do have dear friends that have different letters behind their last names,
Yes.
And Esther and I, we co-chair the Georgia Israeli Caucus together, myself and Sonja Halperin in the Senate, and then Brent Cox and Esther in the House. And so I'm glad that she's going on this trip, with us. And because it was a bit of a challenge, getting that bill passed. And so, it's I'm excited about it.
Well, I will be looking forward to talking to you about it when you return, all of you, to find out more about what you learned and that whole experience. Do you expect legislation to come out of it? Probably not.
No, I don't really think that's what it's about. To be quite honest, I don't foresee any legislation, excuse me, coming out of it. Which we've already passed our anti-Semitism bill, which I was proud. I think I was second signer on that bill. I was very proud to be a part of that. You have to look at through the context of history, and look back and just not that so far in the recent past, and during World War II when there were 6 million European Jews that were murdered, and honestly the leaders of my grandparents' generation, they sort of sat back and, because of, isolationist tendencies really in our country, anti-Semitism was able to take root. And before it was over with, 6 million European Jews were murdered, and we lost over 400,000 Americans, and over 60 million people worldwide were, lost their lives. And so I don't think, we certainly do not need to let the seeds of anti-Semitism take root during our time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for
Yeah,
talking with me about
the
it.
thing about it is, Miss Donna, hate in any form. I can't remember who said it, the famous historical figure, but hate always ends up destroying the container that it's being carried in,
I've never heard that one, but it is a good statement. It really is. So thanks so much for
Yes,
talking with
ma'am.
me about this. For Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.